Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So what do you think? Are air fresheners releasing dangerous toxins? Well, the research is pretty clear. Conventional home air fresheners are not a safe option. Fortunately, there are some better, safer alternatives. We're going to talk about that today. It's funny because I have a good friend of mine who has three kids and two dogs and a cat, and she uses air fresheners a lot. And so when she knew I was going to be talking about this, she said she was going to be listening, so hopefully she is. You know, the problem with these air fresheners are a chemical called a phthalate. Phthalates are linked to a range of health problems, and many popular air fresheners are full of them. So when you're spraying your home, you know, with your air freshener, you're not just freshening up, you're really inhaling a potentially dangerous chemical that's been linked to several diseases. So phthalates, why do they even add these to the air fresheners? Well, they enhance the smell of the fragrances. Most fragrances they come from essential oils, and they need a little help to really get out there and to really, you know, fill a room. And that's what the phthalates do. They extend the life of these oils. They help the oil to stay in the room longer. It could be easier to avoid them if they were listed on the label. That's the issue. We have so many problems with not only our foods, but our everyday household items where manufacturers are allowed to keep things off label. We can't have that anymore. We need transparency. There's a lot of laws in different states, and we really need to have this at the federal level where we're working to have transparency in labels. We have a right to know what we eat and what we're spraying in our houses. So if your air freshener at home, if you use one at home and you've got it from your basic grocery store, most likely it contains phthalates. According to the National Resources Defense Council, around 86% of the air fresheners they sampled contain the phthalates. So most of them are going to have this. This was revealed after 14 air fresheners were examined in a lab. And surprisingly, they discovered that even some of the so-called natural ones, this is where it upsets me a little bit. That word natural for food products and home products is just, it's so overused by marketing gurus. It's driving me crazy. So some of these air fresheners use the word natural on the label, yet they contain a bunch of these phthalates. That's not natural. So maybe they had the essential oil, like lavender oil, but then they add the phthalate in it then. So you could see where that word gets abused. In the Journal of Environmental Research 2012, they published that phthalates are linked to obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Now, that came from the same journal in 2012, Environmental Research, but three different studies: obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Phthalates. So you thought it was just avoiding sugar. No, we got to be careful what we're spraying in our house. Why are phthalates bad? Well, they interrupt hormone function. There are actually multiple types of phthalates, and the ones found in air fresheners are specifically associated with reproductive problems. Now, that doesn't sound great. Phthalates, when inhaled, eventually make it into your bloodstream, or they can be absorbed through your skin. Not just breathing, so they get in through your lungs and your skin. And according to a study, rats exposed to inhaled phthalates called DEHP had significant elevations in sex hormones. These rats matured sexually at a premature age. So here's my friend, right, with the kids, their adolescent ages, and the dogs, which I think are older, so we don't have to worry about the dogs. And I have no idea how old the cat is, but she's spraying this stuff, this air freshener that. You know, maybe she needs to, you know, clean up the air a little bit with all the kids and the pets. That's fine. But what she doesn't realize is these phthalates are saturating the carpets, the upholstery, the drapes, and the kids touch these things. It gets into their skin, and then they also inhale it right when it's sprayed. So what's going on there? Well, it's disrupting the normal endocrine function of a growing child. That's why phthalates can be so dangerous. Is this now, okay, granted, that was a rat study, right? The rats were exposed to the phthalates. So is that our fate as well if we touch phthalates and breathe it in? Well, maybe. We have to start somewhere. Remember that a rat is a really good human model. That's why we study things in rats. They have an endocrine system that pretty much matches humans. They have the same physiology for the most part. So, yeah, you know, if something happens to a rat, there's a good chance it's going to happen in a human. It's not conclusive, but it should make us raise a red flag. It really should. It should make us go, maybe we need to look into this a little bit more. So what can you do? Well, there's natural air fresheners without phthalates. Now, again, there's that word natural. I even said it, right? Well, it's only going to be natural if what it has in it are nothing but the essential oils. Now, these natural air fresheners that have only essential oils, they're not going to last as long. They're going to usually be in smaller containers. That's a good sign that it's all natural. They're not going to quite have as much power when you spray it, okay? And, you know, when one spray is probably not going to fill up an entire room like you will with the phthalate-saturated unnatural air fresheners. But so you may have to buy a little bit more and spray it a little bit more, but it's not going to cause reproductive problems in yourself and endocrine problems in your kids or even heart disease and some of that other stuff I mentioned at the beginning. So yeah, so it's probably a decent trade-off, right? Use essential oils. Research shows that essential oils not only smell good, but they help support mood, sleep, memory, and may even help with pain. So consider maybe making your own. You can do that as well. You can use natural extracts of these essential oils, and then you can use like a diffuser that you can buy at most, health food stores. Or even make your own bottle spray. There's different ways to do it, but the key thing are using the natural oils. There's three I want to talk about. I like these essential oils because they smell great, but they go way beyond that. Good studies show that the three I'm about to cover are good for a variety of illnesses. So the first one is lavender oil. Lavender oil has been shown to help with migraine pain, tension headaches, and even help people sleep. So there you go. At night, maybe to calm kids down, maybe even the dogs and the cat, you could try lavender oil. That's going to help to freshen up the room, get rid of some pain in the head, and help people sleep. Orange oil is also really good as well. Orange is a natural cleaning and antibacterial type substance. It has a lot of really nice, strong polyphenols within the skin of the orange. And a lot of those oils are very powerful, very cleaning. So orange oil provides a real clean smell to a room, as you can imagine, and great for anxiety. And orange oil has been used for a really long time to help people just kind of calm down a little bit. So again, maybe at night, spray some of that for the kids, the dogs, and the cats. Another one that I like is Spanish sage. This is it's a little more pungent, a little more strong of an odor, but it's good for memory. And it's also been shown to preserve certain neurotransmitters in the brain, like acetylcholine. So Spanish sage may also be good for overall brain function. So that's not a bad trade-off. So here you have a choice. You can go and reach for the unnatural air fresheners that, even though they may say essential oils, right, they'll say that. They'll say natural on the front. They'll say essential oils. But what's really in there, if it's a big bottle, if it's coming out hard, and if that smell lasts for a very, very long time, it's probably going to be loaded with phthalates. And we know that they can disrupt reproductive function and endocrine function in kids who are trying to grow up. So there are some alternatives: lavender oil, orange oil, and Spanish sage. So hopefully my friend is listening and maybe she can try to make her own with a diffuser or her own bottle spray. So this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.